A weak solidarity Bricky team listener when big supremo Anthony Albing Uzi hurried home from sealing a few train killer protection rackets across the Pacific, our Pacific family. Why, he even acknowledged they face the odd problem with climate change, if there is such a thing, like disappearing into the briny. Sensibly, he didn't actually offer to do anything about it, like stop sinking them. Hurried home to greet his very, very close friend, Naren Democracy Ra Imodi, promising Naren Democracy Ra an endless supply of True Blue Aussie uranium. And given True Blue Aussie has signed up to spend trillions buying US of the UN of the US of the world nuclear waste, just another way of observing our aversion to the non-nuclear proliferation treaty we support, other than trillions to accept US of nuclear waste and providing nuclear-armed India with the wherewithal, which will require True Blue Aussie to open up even more uranium mines. But that's what good friends are for. And of course, following that report last week outlining heaps of abuses of human rights by True Blue Aussie, from terra nullius non-land, non-people relations, terra nullius children, jailing children generally, locking up and deporting asylum seekers, a litany of abuses, a sensible, unstated agreement for neither Anthony nor Naren Democracy to mention the other's record on human rights. Notice there weren't that many Islamic Indians joining the deific adulation. In fact, none. And how dare the iconoclastic Greens use Parliament House itself to show the program outlining Naren Democracy's modi operandi of oppressing Muslims, oppressing minorities, and silencing any media opposition that is quite sensibly banned from being shown in India. On climate change, of which Lord Rupert of Wapping knows there is no such thing, his Wapping Sin was aghast with breathless shock as it revealed the socialist plan to spend $20,000 a head to send, quote, climate campaigners to cop that Mother Earth 31 in Turkey, a UN of the US of the UN of the world talk fest, according to Lord Rupert, a disgusting abuse of taxpayer dollars, he quoted in the opening par. A quote from no less an authority than One Notion, which, like Lord Rupert knows, there is no such thing, and also attacked by the coalition, which also knows. Worse, the delegation will have an emphasis on sending terra nullius non-land non-people to be housed in, quote, a luxury Turkish beachside resort. Surely a few humpies out the back would make them feel like they'd never left home. Now, 20 grand for a climate change talk fest pales against the daily costs of subsidising the very industries whose disregard for Mother Earth prompts the talk fest in the first place, and who turn up in huge numbers to ensure COP that Mother Earth remains a toothless talk fest. Well, when there's a dollar or billions involved, Mother Earth must take a back seat, like with Canada Supremo Mark Carney. No, he can't. Former UN OB Special Envoy on Climate Action and Finance and creator of the Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero, and now the finance bid has won the day. Mark has approved a 998-kilometre, let's say 1,000-kilometre, oil and gas pipeline from Alberta oil sands to a port near Vancouver. We can't afford to restrain the growth of an important part of our energy mix, oil and gas, to meet a short-term goal, Mark explained. Short-term, presumably, protecting Mother Earth. See, it's the economy, stupid. But he displayed his environmental credentials. We are going to produce our conventional oil and gas in the most environmentally sustainable ways. Sure, most reassuring. Although, the most environmentally sustainable way would be... Oh, no, the economy. And more good news, while other states are mouthing that their clamour to attract energy and water-hungry data centres will encourage the tech behemoths to supply renewable energy, Queensland Supremo David Crisa Fulov says he won't even put up a pretense. It's fossils, fossils, fossils. And in a big week for the planet, what a surprise. US of big Supremo Donald Trump or the poor has abandoned all renewable tax credits that encouraged renewable proposals Donald knows could hurt the fossils. Speaking of, in the week that was sport, a sensation at the World Cup. with the Belgian team and its officials all rounded up and locked up in the same prison as Venezuelan Supremo Maduro and his wife, charged with unsportsmanlike treason, although Donald naturally called it unsportsmanlike, which would upset our big Supremo Anthony Albanese, whose stated support for women was apparent this week. The greatest sporting travesty ever, ever, Donald informed us. Worse, Donald said, they won't even allow him to defend the USR by handing him Greenland. But that's Denmark, Mr. Supremo, a lackey corrected him. Now, naturally, an ex-lackey sacked on the spot. Same thing, they're all scum, the worst scum ever, ever, announcing he would seek the death penalty for the Belgian football criminals and impose a 585% tariff on all Belgian imports. Upset that a left-wing scum commie judge had overruled his quite proper proposal that people born in the US of migrants have their constitutional right to US of citizenship quashed. Perhaps a touch oblivious to the minor fact that the very US of soccer player he had reinstated by his sycophantic friends, who will stay friends as long as they stay sycophantic, is just such a US of citizen, who would have been banned if Donald's proposal had succeeded. So Donald, thank the left-wing scum commie judge. But surely he could have asked his FIFA mate Gianni anything you asked to overturn the result and declare the US of the winner. Instead, what disrespect. The Belgian defence minister in Ankara for that NATO talkfest posted, our defence is better than yours, backed by ABBA's The Winner Takes It All. What gross disrespect. The world is waiting with bated to learn who will win the second FIFA Peace Prize. Don't tell us there won't be a second. Surely after another year of war is peace, Donald could double up. But of course the World Cup will be over and FIFA can move on, albeit its reputation for integrity in tatters. The good news for Donald is that on the odd occasion he gets together with Anthony Albanese, they can have laugh after laugh after laugh, telling each other their blokesy stories about their sex lives and conquests. Then, when the microphones are under their noses, tell us how much they just respect women. Then again, they are screwing their countries for the poorest of the poor. But the balance makes it all worthwhile. They're making life even cosier for the filthiest rich of the filthy rich, in the Don's case, including himself and his family. He also expressed his admiration for Turkish autocrat, or sorry, Supremo, Recep Erdogan power, mostly described as strongman. Ah, Recep, Donald sought advice, perhaps for the first time ever, ever. How do you keep getting elected without any opposition? Simple, lock the opposition up. For what? Usually corruption, treason, sacrilege. You can always think of something. Trouble is these left-wing scum-cummy judges keep overturning my omnipotence. Whether Donald recognised the contradiction in that comment, we don't know, but his mate, brackets temporary, for all Donald's mates are temporary, because eventually they all make a mistake at the altar of, pointed out, you have to appoint your mates on the guarantee that if they do not rule in your favour, they join the opposition in the cells. Thanks, Recep. I've always thought our old mate Vlad has the best solution ever, ever. Simply kill the opposition. By week's end, it was difficult to decipher who were the worst left-wing scum commies of all, the Belgian footy team, US of judges, or the people of Iran. As Donald continued to balance between resolution is so close and total destruction of Iranian civilization. Total destruction on top, while the world economy continues to suffer thanks to the hubris of Donald and his very, very close friend Benjamin Not Another Yahoo, brackets temporary, who continues his slaughter, destruction, genocide and starvation across the Middle East. Caring business class party Supremo and would-be big Supremo, Angus Tailings, claimed one notion would deliver a debt bomb. The national debt, Angus. No, my job. One notion's that appalling Hoonside is currently traipsing around Europe preaching to conservative conferences, bringing us to reform fascism's British hope, Nigel Farage the debts, resigning so he can rerun over a few millions in donations he just forgot to declare. the people versus the establishment, he did declare, and that his only opponent looks like being a garbage bin seems totally appropriate. Speaking of opposition, St. Kevin's College knows how to handle a problem. Must say St. Kevin is an excellent name, but Professor Anthony Dixon, suing for sexual abuse back in 1973, was sent a solicitor's letter from the school banning him from attending his 50th year reunion. That'll teach him. G8 Education, also hit by allegations of child abuse, was hit this week with allegations that it underpaid more than 1,400 workers more than $2 million. Mainly due to the individual flexibility arrangements caring employers so love. Win-win. Well, win-win-win for the caring employers at a Geelong bakery, which has operated under several nomenclatures and gone broke several times. Bloke called Paul Field discovered it owed its workers about $100,000 in unpaid super and admits there's not much chance of them ever seeing the money. Being a caring employer is so difficult, isn't it? Finally, spare a thought for the poor Trubliwazi Education Union officials whose deal stitched up with the government has come unstitched through unreasonable workers who think the rank and file should have a say. Groups like Fight the Crisis and Socialists in Schools. Socialists in Schools, doesn't that say it all? Don't they know they have a socialist state government with nothing but the workers' interests at heart? Good morning.